This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. When the presence of God is not felt among men, you lose the sense of sin, and so others end up paying the price for our Christian mediocrity. That was the message behind Pope Francis's homily at this morning's Mass at the Santa Marta Guest House here in the Vatican. All too often today, Pope Francis observes, grave sin such as adultery is declassified as simply a problem to be solved. That's what happens in today's reading, in which King David falls in love with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, one of his generals. Taking up this story, Pope Francis says David took her for his own and sent her husband to the front lines of battle where the man was killed. In actual fact, the Pope stressed, David also committed murder. And yet, having committed both grave sins, the king is not moved. Despite committing grave sin, the Pope observes, David does not feel pity and fails to ask forgiveness. He only considers how he can resolve a problem.
Tutti siamo peccatori e tutti siamo tentati.
This can happen to any of us, the Pope says, and observes that when the kingdom of God diminishes, one of the signs is that you lose the sense of sin.
Uno dei segni è che si perde il senso del peccato.
Conversely, you also lose the sense of the kingdom of God. And in its place, reflects the Pope, there emerges an all-powerful anthropological vision that leads us to believe we can do anything.
Quando noi perdiamo il senso del peccato.
The Pope confesses that even he himself can fall into the trap of losing a sense of sin. But a commitment to daily prayer, he stresses, can counter the injustices perpetrated out of human pride and stop so many from falling victim to Christian mediocrity and our unrecognized sins. I'm Tracy McClure.